Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM+.
The most liberating parts about having a roommate is when your roommate is away.
Yes.
And your roommate is gone. And you can, you know, go beat your dick up, or you can go do something. You listen to the music you like. You can do anything. What?
Welcome to episode 115 of The Bracket. Today we are debating which fictional character we would least want to be our roommate. Nick and KB had to call in sick kind of late, so we have some fill-ins today. We have Rudy, who's returning for probably, like, you've been around for a decent chunk now, I'd say.
Yeah,
right?
Had a few reps.
Had a few reps in. And then Blutman making his appearance, first appearance on The Bracket.
Yep, happy to be here.
Very excited. And if I'm not wrong, your dad also has some stuff to do with TV and fictional characters, right?
Yeah, correct. Wrote on Boy Meets World for a long while. Also did Girl Meets World, much more popular show. and, you know, did some other stuff that some of it got going, some of them didn't. But he's still in the game trying to do his thing.
So you have at least some like bloodlines and fictional characters, which is good. And then obviously Robbie Fox in and Clemmer in. Going to be an interesting one. But before we get to that, let's talk about our good friends over at Game Time. You shouldn't have to worry about when you're buying tickets to your next, whatever you're doing, when you're buying your tickets for your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. We've all used Game Time before. It's excellent. You got a show coming up, Bob? You going to?
Oh, a bunch of shows this summer, actually. There's a crazy stretch where at Citi Field, it's like Foo Fighters, Blink 182, and Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins within a month.
I can't think of Foo Fighters now without that one Christopher
Walken.
Foo Fighters. Every single time.
I just used Game Time today, actually, to get Rangers tickets for my dad for his birthday.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. And spring training coming up?
Well, yeah, plus Pearl Jam is playing Madison Square Garden, they just announced.
You said something crazy. You said Pearl Jam should get a halftime show.
I wrote a blog about it. Yeah, I think they should. They won't. I get it.
1997?
Not even then. I don't think they would. That's crazy.
In the last 20 years, you've had The Who, Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney, U2. Like,
they're all
bands
way bigger than Pearl Jam.
The Who is
pretty huge. They're
Pearl Jam.
I'm not a Pearl Jam guy myself. I'm not into that.
I know they're big. Lars Ulrich is their drummer.
No, that's Metallica. Oh, come on.
Well, whatever. I know they're big, but like Bruce Springsteen is significantly bigger than.
Yeah, I don't know if the Who is.
Yeah, but when was that?
In the 2000s. It was this century.
Yeah.
I mean, like Black Eyed Peas got a fucking halftime show. Pearl Jam could get one.
Oh, whoa.
The all-time great songs. Let's get it started.
Undertone
in the original.
There. Not in February, Clemmer.
Just a sigh every time we accuse Clemmer of anything racist.
Oh my God, I wonder why. Yeah. Start accusing you, motherfuckers.
I mean, the Black Eyed Peas
have
fucking a bunch of hits.
Yeah, they did.
Black Eyed Peas are nowhere near the level of importance in music.
You held back.
There's no stink. It's just I think they kind of stink. And Pearl Jam,
they're a fun.
Pearl Jam was the cover of Time magazine.
Humps,
it was a huge deal.
The Who is like less of an entertainment band, I would say, than like a Black Eyed Peas were. You know what I mean? Not to say that they're worse or better band, but like entertainment value of a Super Bowl, I think, is different, right?
But then why have some of these older bands? I just feel like
it's been a while since I've had an older band.
I do believe very strongly that the '90s, like Generation X, is the middle child of like. Of America. Like, the millennials got all this attention. Boomers will clutch on to everything. They're so attention. And the rest of us who were born, like, between 64 and 82 are just like, all right. Like, a lot of people don't even know what Generation X is. They think it goes right from boomer to millennial.
Yeah. You guys kind of get left in the dark.
We do. And it's, like, one more example of it, and it just kind of sucks.
Well, you could buy tickets to this. You could have bought tickets to the Super Bowl and seen the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, I'm going to go see Madison Square Garden and see a good show.
What show?
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. Yeah.
Brought all this in.
Sorry, that was the whole thing that brought this whole thing together. You can get last-minute tickets, flash deals, and zone deals. Easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. It's the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. See your view from the seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All in prices, so your total up front so that you know what you're getting, and you get a great deal without hidden fees. Buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with GameTime. Download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account, redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last-minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. All right, so for Bluntman's sake, we're going to give you a quick rundown of how this essentially works. So we have all of these submissions for the fictional characters that would be the worst roommates. All of them have been assigned to different... some of them are submitted by people. Usually it would be like if we had got more time, we would have had you guys, both you and Rudy, give your own submissions, and they would be seeded into the bracket, and then the winner is essentially the champion of the bracket, and they get to come back on the next episode. But because KB and Nick dropped late, you're going to get assigned theirs. So you might win, you might not win. It's all kind of up to the gods right now. But some of us will be defending the ones that we had submitted. So we can jump right into it. First matchup, number 5 versus the 12 seed. Which fictional character do you least want to be your roommate? The Hulk, which, fair, you wouldn't want the Hulk to be your roommate.
Certainly not.
Versus Frank and Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is also a very, very strong pick.
They're fucking gross.
They're disgusting, nasty pigs. They pick their toes with knives.
Oh, this.
They cook, was it milk?
They sleep in the same bed.
Sleep in the same bed.
The dirty
bed.
Room.
A lot of gross stuff happening there. We'll start with you, Clemmer.
Yeah. I mean, Bruce Banner is a fine guy. I mean, he's a scientist. You know, the Hulk's alter ego is a good man. But, you know, yes, the Hulk is that's a burden. That's a pain in the ass. You don't want to get him angry. But, I mean, how often is he going to be angry at home?
I mean, what once and it's a real issue.
But yeah. Dealing with Frank
he
and Charlie all the time.
That could be it for you.
You're not getting your security deposit
nope.
back.
Yeah.
Frank and Charlie, like all like that would be a daily nuisance. I feel like I can deal better with something that happens like one big event a year.
But like, he could kill you and
murder
he's the
you.
Hulk.
He doesn't run around killing good people.
He smashes though.
He's
your smash. Oh.
What happens happens.
If I'm a decent roommate, he's not going to kill me. He hasn't killed the other Avengers.
He tried.
He did in the first one, the very first Avengers.
Doesn't he fight Thor?
Tries to go after Black Widow, Thor, like, defends.
Isn't there a whole movie of, like, Hulk versus Thor?
Hulk's, yeah.
Yep, Ragnarok, yeah.
Maybe not a great example. I still...
Iron Man in the second one, Iron Man has to build a big suit to fight him.
It never ends with Frank and Charlie, where I feel like at least you get a break with the Bruce Banner stuff. I'm going to go Frank and Charlie.
Frank and Charlie?
Frank and Charlie, gross for sure, but I think we're maybe downplaying just how bad it would be if he becomes the Hulk even one time. Like, your entire apartment is destroyed. He might kill you. At the very least, severely injure you. So I don't want to always have to be, like, tiptoeing around. And honestly, like, he could get angry. He could be fucking reading an article that gets him angry. And then all of a sudden he's
yeah.
the Hulk.
Fucking Gaza. Jesus so, Christ. Bruce yeah. Banner's definitely one of those guys to read an article and get real angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Dante of the event.
You literally
said Dante. Lori Lightfoot!
Shit, dude. Lori Lightfoot inadvertently caused the death of millions.
Yeah. So I'll go with the Hulk.
One for the Hulk.
Yeah, listen, gross roommates are the worst. I would know.
They
I
could be
with
fun
Trent
too,
for a while.
You, know?
You did live with Trent for a while, yeah.
And Trent is an admitted crumb guy. You know, Trent would have his side of the couch, and there would be crumbs on that side
That's
of the couch.
Disgusting.
And multiple times I'd be like, Trent, enough with the fucking crumbs. And he, in his defense, was like, I'm just a crumb guy. You just got to live.
That's
with
not
me.
A defense. That's just being lazy.
He just told me, he's like, there's going to be crumbs in my trail. Wherever I go, there's crumbs. So that was something
that's
that
not,
I dealt
that's
with.
Not an excuse.
I vacuumed his side of the couch for years. But I agree with Tommy. One instance of the Hulk becoming the Hulk, your apartment's destroyed. The apartment above you is probably destroyed. The apartment below you might be destroyed. You can't have the Hulk as a roommate.
Mm-hmm. So two for the Hulk. Rudy.
I'm operating under the assumption that if I choose the Hulk as a better roommate, that we are in the universe of Marvel, that cinematic universe, where so entire cities get destroyed regularly, and they're just erected again 6 months later. So I'm going
to
operate like
my No, I think
like
we're bringing these people to Earth, to real Earth.
So we're
It is on Earth.
No, like, we're not bringing them to their cinematic universe.
We're not going
we're bringing them to us.
Why do you get to say that?
Because that's just how this works.
I feel like it's kind of a bracket I'll side with Tommy on that one, even though I'm
Tommy's chairman of the Sanctity of the Bracket.
Yeah, Sanctity of the Bracket. Oh, I mean, I just think that changes. Then what if we have a Family Guy character on here? You're a fucking cartoon.
And Quahog, yeah. That's fair.
But either way, I'm not picking Frank and Charlie because strictly on the grounds of inviting people over, having those two buffoons, granted, very funny, but it would wear at me. Whereas the Hulk, you get Bruce Banner. Sometimes you get Bruce Banner merged with the Hulk, so you get smart Hulk. Mm-hmm. I would rather have that because it's like, oh, you want to like hang out later? I got the fucking Hulk. That's pretty cool. Yes, he can destroy my apartment. Yes, I'll probably end
just
my untimely
death. Just be super
death,
nice to him.
But it's way more metal than just coming home to two Philly schlebs that are just doing gross shit and weird stuff. Even though they're very objectively funny, I'm going to go with the Hulk just because I like the Hulk. And it probably wouldn't be much better.
So wait,
but I think
you're
Frank
saying
and
the
Charlie
Hulk is the better roommate? You want the Hulk?
Yes. You're choosing the worst.
Choosing the worst.
The worst would be Frank and Charlie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he's on the right track. Yeah. It is funny to imagine like warning your girl about your roommate. And like it's the Hulk.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
she shows up.
Yeah.
Just don't make him angry.
You might be able to sick the Hulk on people too if he likes you.
Yeah. You might defend you if you went out with the Hulk.
Landlord.
Yeah.
Kill your landlord.
If Corinna Kampf had Hulk at home, that she would not have got robbed. Tell you that for free.
Yeah, for sure.
She got robbed?
How'd you
she would have turned those guys into soup.
Recently?
Yeah. I feel like that's something you'd be right on top of.
I just look at pictures of her breasts.
Fair enough.
They didn't steal those, thank God.
Jay.
It's got to be the Hulk. I mean, that's not a guy who does laundry ever. Like, his clothes are just constantly tattered.
And Frank and Charlie are?
Bruce Banner would do laundry.
I don't know. But also, like, the Hulk, constantly, like, ripped. Super great bod. He's going to be without a shirt nonstop.
He's green.
And you're just going to, like, no matter what your body looks like, it looks puny compared to the Hulk.
Wait, are you worried the Hulk's going to fuck your girl?
I mean,
Hulk's
that...
Mad. You're worried about the Hulk giving you body dysmorphia.
Yeah. So, all of these... I would not want the Hulk... In addition, to, of course, he'd destroy the apartment and you, but...
That's a side note. The laundry and the body dysmorphia.
Laundry.
You're not going to like how you look in a mirror. Yeah.
Forget it. Yeah,
that is
I would
actually
not
kind of a nightmare scenario.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Like if your girl was over and like Professor Hulk walks by coming out of the shower,
towel
around his waist, you're done.
Seven towels tied together around his waist.
Fat cock almost as big as Drake's.
Jeez, almost. Yeah. Almost. Yeah. 3-2 in favor of the Hulk. Blutman.
Yeah, I wouldn't want the Hulk to be my roommate. More so, I'm really just stuck on this whole thing of him potentially crushing the apartment complex or whatever, and the annoyance that would bring to, well, every other month I'm going to have to find a new place to live, and then it's being crushed again. It's just a never-ending cycle. I don't want to deal with that.
That
it's
is
very
annoying.
That
is annoying.
I don't like annoying
crushed.
Yeah, that's great. Moving sucks.
Moving is hard.
Move a lot. Yeah. If the Hulk was your roommate,
he'd be a good mover, though.
Yeah, that's true. Great point. Yeah. He has to have great insurance. I would imagine.
Yeah, probably uninsurable.
Maybe. So the Hulk is going to move on. Next matchup, we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is the Wonka grandparents. So all four of them in the single bed, in the bed next to yours, I guess, or in the next bedroom of your apartment. Gets going up against number 13 seed. Like four of you submitted this. The Kool-Aid Man.
Oh.
Submitted by like four different people.
Pretty similar to the Hulk.
Yeah, in a lot of different ways. Yeah. Except he is more explicitly just a one-trick pony as far as the crushing goes.
Like, he's guaranteed to break walls.
And he's always the Kool-Aid Man. Yeah. He's never Bruce Banner.
Yeah, there is no alter ego here.
Right.
So the Wonka grandparents, all four of those disgusting old bags in a single bed versus the Kool-Aid Man, Blutman.
Yeah, so real quick... My thoughts here. In a real life scenario, unfortunately, the Wonka grandparents are probably they're on the verge of exiting this planet.
Mm-hmm.
So you could put up with that for a little And then, you know, maybe you're looking at a new roommate in the future, hopefully not the Hulk. Whereas with the Kool-Aid Man, how, again, with the annoyance, how annoyed are you going to be on that 18th time of him barging in through the door doing his shtick? I'm not with that. I wouldn't want him as my roommate. I'd rather have the grandparents and, again, an exit from the planet probable in the near future.
Yep. The Kool-Aid Man taking one vote. Che.
How the Kool-Aid Man isn't a one seed in this is outrageous. If like four of us suggested that, like this guy's breaking a wall every time he comes into the like into the apartment. So you're constantly dealing with contractors, drywall. You're probably getting thrown out of several apartments. Kool-Aid Man would be the worst roommate possible.
What if you just have an open concept?
You'd have
apartment?
To get rid of walls. You'd have to have like those blue tarps.
Yeah, there's no door that he could enter.
Imagine living in that. That'd be horrible.
It had to be like a dry, warm climate.
He would need to get like the bedroom closest to like a back alley or something. Yes. And then like he just kind of has his own little entrance.
He's loud too.
That's the thing.
Oh, and he's not funny also.
And he's celebrating it. Every time he breaks a wall, he's going, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Don't want that.
Does have Kool-Aid though.
That's
you can't drink his Kool-Aid.
Does he die, or does it automatically?
No, but doesn't he have
pitchers? Like his blood.
But doesn't he have pitchers, other ones with him?
He usually brings some for others.
He does bring can't drink him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. If you're in a warm climate too, I mean, Kool-Aid attracts a ton of bees.
Oh,
so yeah. Hard pass.
That's so true.
Two for Kool-Aid.
A lot of bees.
That's so true. I mean, yeah, Kool-Aid Man would be horrific, and I agree with Blubbin, but I would take it one step further. I wouldn't be above providing that exit earlier. For the grandparents.
All four of them at the same time?
No, I think you want to keep them. You got four other people splitting rent. Instead, think about that. They're
splitting rent, though? I don't know if they're contributing.
They're poor as fuck.
They are.
They're so wretched.
Then I'm fucking evicting their decrepit asses.
They probably have like squatters rights on you at some point.
Yeah, they're really poor.
But their grandson's a fucking owns the chocolate factory.
I guess it depends when we encounter
the grandparents. When they become your roommates.
I would think these are the poor ones because they're still in bed.
Damn.
Yeah. They just... Depends.
Yeah. But you know what? I like talking to old people.
They're assholes, though.
They kind of suck.
Pretended to be crippled until Charlie said, I'm going to the chocolate factory.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they switched up like crazy.
Yeah. People, we don't really like them. At least not here. Robbie?
The Kool-Aid Man, for sure. You can't live with the Kool-Aid Man.
What do we call that when Tommy does it? Is it code switching?
Code switching?
Is that what it's called? When like you when you pretend
Tommy's
to be, when you're
that.
Something that you're not, like when you
well when he does black voice?
Yeah, when Tommy does. I'm comparing it to the old people dancing around.
What you talking about?
There we go. That's what I was going for.
The Wanda Sykes impression is what we're
waiting on. Sykes episode is all time.
Holy shit. Tommy?
Kool-Aid Man, yeah. Like, you know, I mean, maybe these poor fucks can split rent, maybe they can't, but definitely less of a hassle in your day-to-day life than than a guy literally breaking a wall.
Imagine
every time
doing
he comes
a podcast
in.
And just hearing like, "Oh yeah, God damn it, not again!"
Sorry, it's this blue snowball. I can't get this thing to work.
Yeah,
nope, just a roommate. Clemmer?
Yeah, clean sweep. I mean, the old people are annoying, but there's still four of them. They're in that room. I think they all, like I say, they all pretend to be sick. So I know that they're moving around a lot. They're not like bothering you in the kitchen a ton. They're probably asking for food, but they're not like in your way a ton. I think they stay in the room.
You just have like four destitute beggars in your other room.
I'd still rather have that than a guy smashing through my wall.
Bedridden.
It would be having
piles.
Like four deficient Roombas in your apartment at all times.
That don't clean.
Yeah, that don't actually. Yeah, they don't work.
They don't clean.
But constantly need batteries.
How does the Kool-Aid Man sleep? Because if he lays down, he loses
it all comes
his Kool-Aid.
Out. Is he, I guess he
like an astronaut standing up.
He can kind of sit down maybe with his legs.
Like
he's probably like a shark where we don't know how they sleep. He just probably like stands.
We don't know how sharks sleep?
They
that's
don't
one of the great mysteries. They do sleep. I know whales just sort of float vertically. Maybe we do know how sharks sleep.
I'm sure
we don't
we
know
do.
How the Kool-Aid Man. We do not know how the Kool-Aid Man sleeps.
Yeah, that's a fact. No one actually knows that. So the Kool-Aid Man, clean sweep, moving on. Next matchup, you have the 8 versus the 9. The 8 seed is Jess from New Girl. So the main character from New Girl.
Zooey Deschanel?
Zooey Deschanel's character. He's a big Zooey Deschanel horny
simp. Beautiful, beautiful. All time. All timer for me. Not the greatest, but she's in the top 5 or 10.
All time.
Who's the greatest?
The greatest in terms of
Jennifer Connelly, the hottest woman who's ever lived.
Who is Jennifer Connelly? Who is
from the 90s.
It's a Beautiful Mind. Alita Battle Angel.
Was it
I know the name.
Check out the movie Opportunity Knocks. So early 90s. But
she's pretty. I mean, hottest woman that's ever lived.
Jennifer Connelly is the all-timer for me.
Oh, yeah, I recognize her.
Yeah. Wait, so what else?
Oh, good. Hell no.
You just did the same thing you did.
This one from Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah.
Pass.
Hottest
woman of all time, my God.
Wow, good for you.
I'd still fuck the shit out of her. She's not the hottest woman who's ever lived.
Wait, so who else is on Clemmer's top list?
Ooh, I have to think about that one.
Tell me it's not like Sigourney Weaver.
No.
I can see you being a Jodie Foster guy.
No.
Mark David Chapman.
Lucille Clever. Ball.
I have to think of. I mean, nowadays.
What about something from your era, like Cleopatra?
I'm trying to think of the old. What is it? Alexander Daddario is like got to be in.
Oh
the
yeah,
mix.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That True Detective.
Yeah, like, that's insane.
Real ones. Now.
That is insane. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's probably, but like Jennifer Connelly to me is like just she's. And she was beautiful for a long time, too.
Mm-hmm.
That matters.
Right, he's a Jennifer Connelly guy. Yeah. But yeah, so Jess from New Girl, who was submitted a lot on Twitter, too. She just, and I agree, she falls under this one category where she's just.
She's annoying.
Very annoying in the lead of a show where everyone else around her is great, and she just sucks.
She's a little annoying. She's not
she's
that
pretty
annoying.
Annoying. Would you want her as a roommate?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's hot.
The only thing I would want about
I don't. Yeah, I can't tempt myself.
That would be that a hot roommate might not be the best idea.
Yeah.
But she must have hot friends.
Totally, she does.
The
Cece?
Friends are good,
dude. Cece, she's coming around your apartment all the time now.
Yeah. This is a bad.
God,
anyone
I
who wouldn't
about
want
Cece.
Zooey Deschanel as a roommate, it's crazy.
It's not Zooey Deschanel, to be clear. Yeah, it's the character from the TV show.
She stinks,
and it looks like her. Does it look like her?
She's very annoying.
Well, she plays her, so
yeah. Oh, so then that's pretty fucking good.
Start with you, Clemmer. It's going up against number 9 seed, the Joker, Jared Leto's version.
Oh.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Oh, God.
The very, very annoying version with damaged printed across his forehead, purple Lamborghini playing, the weird outfits, the whole nines. So Jared Leto's Joker versus Jess from New Girl.
There's been a lot of Jokers. You can go back to the 60s. You have Cesar Romero. You have
Joe, Sal.
Yeah.
You have the
Q.
You have the cartoon with Mark Hamill.
Joey Fatone.
There's been a bunch of Jokers.
Eric Andre.
There's no worse horrible, annoying, worthless Joker than the Jared Leto Joker. That is like one of the worst characters in film. He managed to somehow destroy, temporarily, a great character. Luckily, you know, Joaquin Phoenix won the Oscar for it later on. He is awful. He's so bad. It's so atrocious. It's him. Zooey Deschanel is a gift.
It's not Zooey Deschanel. Like, physically, it looks like her. It is not her person. It is the character.
Let's all thank her for just existing.
Yeah, thank you, Zooey.
Thank you. God. It's good.
Yeah, I feel like Clemmer focused a little bit too much on, like, Jared Leto's performance and not the fact that the Joker is a psychopathic serial killer. I think that's more the downside to living with him. Yeah, I mean,
the clown prince of crime.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, oh, your performance is awful. I'm going to be like, oh, did you...
But
kill
he,
anybody today,
he just,
Mr. Joker?
But he rubs me, like, even, like, Heath Ledger's version's funny. Like, yeah, it'd be horrible to live with a guy like that. But it's like, all right, he's going to make me... There's nothing redeemable about Jared Leto's performance. Or the character.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, Jess from New Girl, annoying, not quite as bad as the Joker.
How is the Joker the 9 seed and Jess the 8?
Oh, wait till you get to the rest of these. All you right. understand.
So I'll go with the Joker.
The Joker? Robbie?
Easily the Joker for me. He's bringing along a girl much more annoying than Jess and Harley Quinn.
Oh.
You're going to have to deal with those two bickering and fighting
banging.
All the time.
The worst third wheel ever. Oh.
The worst.
You get home, he's just complaining about Batman.
Yes, constantly. Like, this fucking guy. But you secretly know like he kind of likes him. You're like,
yeah.
I think you're
bro,
into
I
this.
Think you should ask him out.
Yeah. Also, Jared Leto, the real Jared Leto on set was like sending used condoms and dead rats to his
Pig
castmates.
Guts.
Like, yeah, wasn't he like trying to be like super method?
Yeah.
The real Zooey Deschanel just singing nice songs.
If we're saying that we're getting all these new girl people, if we get Jessa, then we also get Margot Robbie as and all the rest of those DC people.
But again, it's not Margot Robbie.
Yeah,
it's Harley Quinn, who's
also,
like I mean, the most annoying person.
How what her?
You get Colonel Rick
is.
Flag, maybe. You don't like Colonel Rick Flag?
You get sad
he's
Will
not
Smith.
My he's not a needle mover for me.
Girl with Flags not a needle mover?
Not a needle mover, no.
They're crazy. Rudy.
It's a no-brainer. It's a Joker. And the unfortunate reality is that there is probably 50 to 100 people like this that live in Brooklyn that have a roommate that is the Jared Leto Joker.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate. I don't think Zoe Deschanel and whatever her name is in New Girl, she's annoying, but at least she's like an entertaining, innocent, bubbly person.
She means well.
I think, yeah. In comparison to Jared Leto Joker, I mean, it is a blowout. On top of being a psychopathic killer, like Tommy said, even worse so being like remarkably cringe.
Yes.
In every capacity. It's like as if it's like mixing Quagmire with the Joker.
It's weirdly true.
It's just so bad. It's just the Joker, Jared Leto's Joker.
Jared Leto's Joker, Che.
So I've had this take before. I should preface it with I've only seen Suicide Squad. So I don't know any of these director's cuts or sequels or whatever. I liked Jared Leto's Joker.
Wait, that's the only Joker you've seen?
No. As far as Jared Leto's version. So
that's the only one he's in.
He's briefly in the Snyder Cut.
Actually
which
in.
Which is even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, the Justice League.
Yeah.
Dude, we got to stop the Snyder Cuts, dude. Like, someone needs to get
Snyder
rid of this
sucks.
Guy.
Yeah. He's a shitty director.
He's awful.
Yeah. He's the worst, dude.
Hey, 300
it's like,
rocks. I'll stand by
he literally 300
like
does
Zack
rule.
Snyder? 300? 300. I like 300. It's a good movie.
He's got a couple 300 good movies.
Rules. He even fucked up The Watchmen, which is an amazing book.
I like Watchmen.
How do you fuck up Superman?
That's a great question.
We were talking about this in the office. Superman didn't save a soul.
I kind of like Man of Steel, but he kills everyone in Metropolis at the end of that movie.
Yeah. Dude, all of his movies remind me of Sharper Image or like fan cam edits on TikTok. It's like, how can we make this more black and white and like enough slow-mo? Stop.
It's like a sixth grader's like idea of what's cool and edgy at all times.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's
sorry,
another
sorry.
One. Another one for Leto. I had a little one to let you vent. Sorry, Shay.
That I mean, I just think he was. I wanted him in that. He was only in that movie for like 10 minutes. I wanted him in that movie way more than his airtime. That being said,
yeah, you might be the only person to say that. Yeah.
Once more, yeah. Leto.
That being said, a horrific roommate. I mean, any type of murderer. Yeah, I'd rather have an annoying girl as a roommate.
It is. You have to be the only people that have ever matched up Jess from New Girl and the Joker.
This is, would you rather be roommates with an annoying woman or a serial killer?
Master of crime. Bluntman.
Yeah, I kind of hate having to talk to people and everything, but there's an angle here where I am kind of fascinated by the Joker just coming home to the apartment and just asking him how his day was, how everything went, and seeing these answers kind of unravel day after day and kind of being a part of that life. Nonetheless, I can't lie, I've seen neither of these things. I don't have the best take for this, so I'll just agree with all of you.
The Joker. Megan moving on with a clean sweep as well. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed Cheyenne game. That's our playing game. We'll run through those. Some of these are Knicks, which he had a Pokemon, which I was going to show, but I don't think enough of us are into Pokemon enough to try and even judge that one. He put Johnny Bravo, parentheses, sexual assaulter, fair.
Mm-hmm.
He put Caillou, parentheses, baby, comma, cunt. Okay, you put Garfield parentheses asshole glutton. True.
Yeah, I'm allergic to cats too.
Clemmer put Trevor from GTA 5, which was very short. I was so shocked by that.
Why does that shock you?
Why? Yeah,
because it was in my brain. GTA is a relatively too new of a game for him to have played, and I don't think of Clemmer as a gamer in that sense.
I think I'm 1,000 years old.
It's not even that. It's a gaming aspect of
it. I was 33 when it came out.
But
32.
It's the gaming aspect of it. You know what I mean?
I have a PS5.
Baseball, I think of you as baseball reference, and that it. That's it. Like baseball simulators.
No, I just played Madden last night. I'm young.
That's it, like sports
games. I'm young at heart.
I don't think of you as like a role-playing game or anything else like that type of guy.
Oh, no.
I think of Clemmer role-playing.
He goes over the top in role-plays in GTA. He said he'll act as the character he's playing as in GTA.
So if I'm Trevor, I'm crazy. No, playing the game.
Yeah.
So if I'm Trevor, I do crazy stuff. But if I'm Franklin, I'm usually kind of by the book.
It's fucking crazy.
I like that.
Che put Kane from WWE. That's a good pick. Robbie, I'm sure appreciate that.
Very good pick. Fire. Kane or Glenn Jacobs, the real man behind him.
Yeah.
Either one works.
Always on fire.
Always.
Yeah, and disrupting weddings.
Yep. doing yeah, you cannot invite him to your wedding. No. I mean, he'll probably show up even if you don't.
He'll show up and disrupt. Whose wedding was it? The Christians?
It was Lita's.
Lita, because
he was in love with Lita.
That's right. Tommy put Ant-Man because you never know if he's there or not. He can grow too big and destroy the place.
Yeah, Ant-Man. True. I mean, maybe you want to jerk off and you're fucking.
That's a bad one. Ant-Man. He'd be a great roommate.
It's Paul Rudd. He's like the nicest guy.
I was thinking college roommate. I guess you could jerk off in your, but like maybe he's in your room. Ant-Man could just be sneaking up on you.
But you're saying that as if he's a pervert.
Yeah, if you were Ant-Man, you wouldn't watch another man jerk off. Why would you do that?
I might. Tommy definitely.
Yeah. Robbie wouldn't.
All right, what if he gets super
Scott
big?
Scott Lang wouldn't. He doesn't fuck up like that.
I like how in your world a superhero is going to spend his time.
I just don't like
watching Tommy jack off.
Like, I feel like he could fuck with me a lot by getting super small. Like, I know he's good at heart, but he's a bit of a prankster.
You're describing like Roan with an Ant-Man suit.
Yeah,
yeah, that sounds horrible.
Scott Lang. Scott Lang's a pretty normal guy.
All right. All right,
regular look.
All right,
and then no one wants to watch you jack off.
The next one Tommy put is Tweety Bird.
Yeah, just annoying noises. That's really it. A bird with making fucking annoying noises.
A bird?
Yeah, I would. I'd never. Birds are awful. I don't like the idea of owning a bird.
At least we owned a bird for a while. That's kind of cool.
Birds are so annoying.
I guess.
Clemmer, you had a bird pet?
Yeah, we had a bird pet for a year at my house, and we found another home for it, thank God, because it was horrible.
My mom just got one. I kind of like it.
Oh,
I love a bird.
I had a bird in my family
for
a while.
It's like a macaw. It talked.
You had a macaw? What'd you have?
We had a parrot.
So both of those talked?
Right? Yes.
Is that mostly a macaw thing? I feel like
I don't know. This one talked. It didn't say much. It sucked.
Mm. Oh, my Paco did not shut the fuck up. But he was very entertaining. And now they live forever. And he now has a different home and is famous on TikTok.
Really?
Oh, really?
Which kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, seriously, it could have been you with the viral.
It's actually annoying as fuck. But I'm glad he's doing well. Paco, he used to say his name. He used to go, Paco. It's kind of cute.
Funny.
Rafi from the league was also suggested a lot. Respect. Yeah. Oof. He was a bummer of a roommate. And then lastly, a couple people submitted Ted Lasso. Too positive.
Oh.
Too positive of a person to be your roommate, which I think it would depend.
I like Ted Lasso.
I hate the show. I don't know if he'd be an awful roommate.
That's fair. So we'll run through the options again. You could pick one to be our 16 seed. Johnny Bravo, Caillou, the baby cunt, Garfield, Trevor from GTA, Kane from WWE, Ant-Man, Tweety Bird, Rafi from the league, or Ted Lasso. Blutman, which one do you like out of that grouping to be our 16 seed?
So I'm supposed to be picking someone that I think could...
Is the...
We had help.
On August 21st...
We have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
First out of this group.
Yeah, which one of these is the worst
for me? I think... I'm a big fan of the league, so I kind of have biases towards Rafi and just...
Sorry.
Bless you. All good. The thought of Rafi bombing at 3 a.m., or offering you a pocket dog and like after you just woke up, don't love that. Tweety Bird, also terrible. I couldn't deal with the noises. That is a tremendous pick, Tommy.
Thank you.
I also
would probably use your head as a nest.
Long hair. That makes me want to lean towards Tweety Bird then, because I wouldn't have fun with
it. They would have a field day with that head.
Okay, I picked Tweety Bird. Really scared me.
One for Tweety Bird. Che.
I don't know some, I would say at least 30 or 40% of these people.
What a weird way to put it in a percentage.
There's only like five of them. I said like three.
Well, there's a couple. Like the Nick ones early. Like, I don't know who these people are. I know who Johnny Bravo is, I guess. Didn't know anything about his sexual assault history, but. I'm gonna go with Kane. Just all your shit being on fire would be very annoying.
Fair.
And I'm also imagining him with the Kane version where he needed like one of those like cigarette smoker things to talk, where it'd be like the vibrating
tracheotomy thing.
A very, very creepy voice. So yeah.
Kane. Does he come with Taker?
No, but I'm sure he comes over every now and then.
Yeah.
Brothers of Destruction.
Brothers of Destruction. Yeah. I think. I don't know. Rudy.
So who's Caillou?
The little bald
baby
guy.
He's a TV show for kids.
I never saw that.
I like know of it, but I've never seen it.
I don't know if I have.
So it was like a kids cartoon show with it was like a bald, he must have been like a first grader or something.
He could talk, right?
He could talk, yeah. He was like in elementary school or something.
He was like 4 years old.
Okay. And he's annoying?
He's pretty annoying.
I don't know.
Not really, honestly. He's just kind of a regular cartoon.
Okay. So then there's Caillou Kane, Tweety Bird, what else?
Trevor. How are we not saying Trevor is like the worst person ever?
Trevor from
Grand Theft Auto. Basically the Joker.
Yeah.
He's like a hick version of the Joker.
Johnny Bravo, Caillou, Garfield, Trevor from GTA, Kane, Ant-Man, Tweety Bird, Rafi from the League, Ted Lasso.
Oh, it's Rafi.
Rafi.
It's Rafi. I mean, he's so annoying. He's like liable to get you in trouble. You want to talk about someone that would bust it on you beating off Tommy? This is your nightmare. Yep.
I was going to say, like, I've seen the League, but it's been a long time and I haven't seen that much of it. I do remember Rafi, like, hit rate of making me laugh insanely high.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I remember him being one of the funniest characters I've ever seen on TV. I just unfortunately don't remember that much. I just remember that he really made me laugh. I don't remember that much else about him. So he does seem like he'd be a bad roommate, but I don't know if I could pick him in good faith.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah. And then I don't know much about Kane, but yeah, it's Rafi. Trevor has a heart of gold underneath it all.
What? Ew. He's awful. He murdered that poor girl who had...
she had it coming.
No, I don't think she did.
If you kill Michael as Franklin, then he stops talking to you. Like, he's an honorable guy. He's got a heart.
He rides or dies with the homies, dude.
He's a bad guy. I said he killed that couple in that apartment.
That's just Trevor being Trevor.
That's fucked up.
Just Trevor being Trevor, man.
It's hard to... Now I'm starting to under... I was with you, but, like, how are you playing Grand Theft Auto if you're having, like, reservations about the character
of the people in it? I can judge what's happening on the...
Do you play online?
I don't play online, no. Oh, I play against the computer. Yeah.
That would be
You're sounding like Elon right now, dude.
I judge the characters, but I still... You know, I play it, but, you know, it's happening in front of me. I still have... You know, I still get upset.
But it's Rafi.
Rudy, you might find this funny. When I did something with Game Time once where I went to the Ubisoft headquarters to test Assassin's Creed Odyssey, with the whole group there, like the whole French Canadian crew is there, like watching us play. And they gave us like one of those like moral checks or morality checks. We're like, hey, you can do option A, kill all these civilians and get all this money, or do option B, save them and let them go. And I killed them and took all the money, and they were horrified. They were like, you are the first person we have seen do this because of all the testing. And like, they were blown away that someone actually would do that in the morality check. But that was a fun time back when you did a bunch of fun stuff in Game Time. Remember, we did Red Dead? Were you there for that grouping?
At Rockstar.
Yeah, at Rockstar headquarters, which was awesome.
Really fun.
That was really cool.
Another great game.
Robbie.
I'm going to go Kane. I love that pick from Che. He's definitely, of all the wrestlers, one of the worst you could be roommates with.
What would be, if you had to pick another one, a wrestler, to be the worst?
I got to look up.
There's this guy, the Bastion Booger from back in the day that was just disgusting looking. You remember him?
Disgusting.
He's the first one that came to mind for me. Just disgusting looking.
God damn.
Ooh, that's a nasty freak right there.
Yeah.
That is just he looks like a grosser version of like Butterball.
Butterbean?
Butterbean, except he has like a goatee.
This guy seems just like a big guy.
But no, Kane's a psychopath. He lights everything on fire.
Gotcha. Yeah. He's a pyromaniac.
That's annoying.
Yeah. So you're going with Kane, Tommy?
I'm torn between, like, Rafi, I feel like if I remembered the character more, he's a great pick. Garfield, I have to go Garfield. I'm allergic to cats. Like that, I mean, he is, as Nick said, a glutton and a grouch. And even worse than that, I'd like constantly have a scratchy throat.
He's not even the most annoying person in that strip. Like, Jim is way worse.
I don't know the strip well enough.
Like,
the guy that owns
Garfield is so much more annoying. He's like the worst.
I'm not allergic to humans. I'm allergic to cats.
It's fair. One for Garfield. Clemmer?
Trevor.
Trevor. So that means that Kane is going to move on.
Oh.
I didn't expect it, but Kane's going to move on to face our number one seed. Our number one seed in today's competition is Janice from The Sopranos. Janice from The Sopranos got a lot of heat. And I put it in as like a joke, as like the opening gif for the suggestions.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, she has to be the one seed. She has to be the one seed. It has to be the one seed.
You're going to take my Italian card, but is she the wife? Or?
She's Tony's sister.
Got it.
Starts in season two.
Yeah. She's the worst.
Janice from Friends would be an awful
another horrible. Yeah,
that's true.
Yes.
So Janice Soprano or Kane?
I'm not a huge wrestling fan. Janice Soprano is one of the most, intentionally, but one of the most annoying characters in history. She's also evil. She's manipulative. She's terrible to children. She's terrible to adults. Terrible to old people. She's a horrible, horrible, horrible person. Janice Soprano.
Janice Soprano.
I'm torn here. I plan on starting Sopranos soon, and I don't watch, but I don't watch wrestling. You're saying Kane sets a lot of things on fire?
He has like a basically a supernatural ability to do it as well.
I have to go with that.
Janice has, in the loosest of terms, killed a roommate before.
Okay.
In the loosest of terms.
In the loosest of terms, she has.
No spoilers. Again, the fire thing's a real deal breaker for me personally. Yeah.
She fired a gun into somebody's chest.
Things on fire. I'm going Kane.
One for Kane.
I'm also going to go Kane. Janice is super annoying for sure. Like Clemmer said, intentionally annoying. But Kane's going to burn the place down. Like it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when with Kane.
I think part of it in my brain is like Kane might just kill you, and that's one thing. Like I think Janice might
nag you to death.
Manipulate you into doing something that will put you in jail for life.
Yeah, Janice will ruin your life.
Yeah,
Kane will set shit on fire.
But that's going to ruin my life as well.
Not, I don't just think things. As bad as what Janice could do.
Psychological damage, Janice.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking I'm going to burn to death.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what I'm thinking.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I can deal with a manipulative
I'd rather get
woman.
Nagged than burn to death.
Rudy?
Yeah, I'm with Tommy. Unfortunately, I have not seen The Sopranos yet either. I know it's an issue. I don't know much about wrestling, so this is a rough one for me. But my hunch tells me that Janice is someone that hypothetically could be molded, fixed. I could fix her, maybe.
Oh, you would think. You would really think. Yeah. No.
But compared to what I'm hearing about Kane, that doesn't seem like someone who is much of a talker, someone who you can find middle ground on. So I'm going to go with Kane because it seems like he's pretty set in his ways.
Probably doesn't speak until how far into his career?
Chase said, there was a couple years where he didn't, but then he got like a voice box and he would speak like maybe a word or a sentence at a time. And then when he unmaxed, he eventually became like full on talking.
Yeah.
Corporate Kane.
Jay.
Yeah. Same with Rudy. I've actually never seen The Sopranos. So
we're going to get killed on this.
Yeah, well deserved.
I mean,
Jay, Jersey guy, too.
Janice
I just watched it,
being the number one seed over the Kool-Aid man is beyond me. But for similar reasons as the Kool-Aid man, like Kane, like everyone said, can light your stuff on fire.
Okay, so Kane getting the vote from Steve J. Blutman.
I think it's kind of pathetic that this many people here haven't seen The Sopranos.
Thank you, Blutman.
I also haven't seen it, though. So that's not great.
What a setup.
Yeah, this Janice lady does not seem fun to deal with. But I've come to this kind of thought where she could try and annoy me and manipulate all she wants. I'm not going to budge. I'm a stubborn guy. At some point, she's going to be getting annoyed. And she's going to manipulate her own self into moving out and going on and going to do it to someone else, a reclamation project, because she couldn't figure me out. Ooh. So I've won. And now I'll get a better roommate. So, yeah.
So you're going to go with,
Kane's
I guess,
the worst
Kane?
One? Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I could deal with fire. That happens all the time at apartments.
That's fair.
They get put out.
So no, it sounds like he's on Janice's side.
Which one is the worst one?
Who's the worst one?
Who would you least want to be your roommate?
Kane's the worst one. Oh, yeah, okay. I see what I did.
You pretty much said that you'd dunk on them both.
I see what I did.
You did.
It wasn't great
you
there.
You said in that situation,
yeah, we'll go with
I would
Kane.
Be the worst roommate.
Sticking with Kane.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Kane.
Sticking with Kane there. Before we get to the second half of the bracket, let's talk about BetterHelp. Common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right, but sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy can be a great place to work through the challenges that you face in all of your relationships, whether friends, work, your significant other, or anyone. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched up with a licensed therapist or switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. I used them over COVID, so I didn't have to go to an actual physical office. So much handier than having to go into physically anywhere, which is always a pain in the ass, waiting times in a room, blah, 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 all that shit sucks. Getting to do it all over video is awesome. So go be your own soulmate, whether you're looking out for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/lights today and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, help.com/lights. All right. Now, other side of the bracket, number 6 seed versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed, it's a powerhouse pick. Jar Jar Binks. Oh, Jar Jar Binks would be a tough roommate. Are we all familiar with who Jar Jar Binks is?
Star Wars, but I'm not familiar.
Yeah, imagine an anthropomorphic.
Have you ever seen the Star Wars movies?
No.
Wow.
You never seen Star Wars?
No.
Imagine a half frog, half man klutz that's also Jamaican.
Imagine you as a Jamaican. Imagine you as a Jamaican, Tommy.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest. I like Jar Jar.
What?
Yeah,
I grew up with him. I was a kid, you know.
Like, I kind of fuck with Jar Jar too. Yeah.
He looks cool just looking at him.
I wouldn't call him cool.
He's pretty sweet. I mean, when he does get a Senate seat, he does kind of like put into power Space Hitler.
Which is bad. That's bad stuff.
But he's kind of a chill guy.
He's so annoying.
We
all watched it as kids. It's such a different experience. Like, it's like you and Cher, the only ones that got a more.
He like ruined
him stepping in the doo doo. I thought was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Going like Puku Nada or something like that. Yeah. He said something goofy. I forget what. And that's going up against the number 11 seed Pigpen from Charlie Brown. Just a disgusting little creature.
Gross.
Nasty little freak. So Bluntman, you're up first. Which one do you think would be a worse roommate, Jar Jar Binks or Pigpen from Charlie Brown?
I've seen maybe 12 seconds of Star Wars. I'm going to go with Pigpen. This guy's extremely dirty. I recall that. The place is going to get dirty. You're going to need to get the place cleaned probably daily. That's a hassle. That's annoying. That's money out of my pocket because of this little kid that's just bringing and dragging his dirt everywhere. We don't need to deal with that.
I got
better things to do.
He is a nasty little freak. Why is he so disgusting?
Yeah, I was thinking that. What's wrong with his parents?
I don't even think it's the dirtiness. It's more like the how do you explain to people like my roommate's a 7-year-old boy?
That's a great point.
That's going to raise some eyebrows.
Oh, that's my fucking roommate.
He looks like the meth kid from Breaking Bad. Yeah. Like, constantly just like dirt all over his face.
Oh, that kid would be an awful roommate.
That's kind of Pigpen.
Yeah. Pigpen, yeah. And even has like a dirt cloud following him.
It's like a constant vortex going around him.
Can't be having that.
Yeah, that's bad news. Che.
Yeah, I think Tommy hit it on the head. You can't have a little kid roommate as an adult. I mean, even myself with two kids, like, I'm not trying to have another kid in the house. It'd be awful. So definitely would not want Pigpen.
Anyway. Che introduced new kids like, here's our roommate. Rudy.
Yeah, I do not like Pigpen. When I was a kid, he gave me the heebie-jeebies. There's something about his like animation style that really was off-putting to me, and I couldn't really watch Charlie Brown because of it. And I fuck with Jar Jar Binks. I'm in the same boat as Robbie. I grew up with Jar Jar Binks. People hate him. I love him.
That's crazy.
You should follow me. Misa now. Okay.
I understand all of your points. It's just wild to hear that perspective because it's like,
let me propose something because I thought about this when I would put in Jar Jar. I think Boss Nass would be worse.
Oh yeah, because he's constantly going.
He does that thing, and he's way larger.
Yeah.
And he's very mean.
He's a total dick.
At least Jar Jar's like, how can I help you? Like,
yeah, I owe you a life debt forever.
For all time.
Yeah. I mean, he's much better than Boss Nass.
I think it's easy Pigpen answer here. I would love to be roommates with Jar Jar.
Another one for Pigpen, Tommy?
Yeah. I'm no Pete Rose. Pigpen.
You're kind of dressed like...
If that made the cut,
I can tell you that right now.
That's confusing, but we made a Pete Rose... Clemmer brought up a Pete Rose point earlier.
Yeah, go look up Pete Rose's wiki if you want to see down the rabbit.
Scroll down to controversies. Scroll past the baseball stuff.
But yeah, I'm not rooming with a 6-year-old boy.
If you had a cloud of dust around you right now, you could pass for like a Pigpen-ish type of fit right now.
I don't think Pigpen has scotch and soda jeans.
He had brownish, kind of a brownish vibe going on.
Pants are gray.
Gray on that's a
Pigpen shirt.
It's a Pigpen shirt. Right,
more than the jeans.
From Abercrombie and Fitch.
Clemmer.
Yeah, I hate Jar Jar. I think anyone, I guess maybe 35 or older also hates Jar Jar. But Pigpen is just disgusting and horrible, horrible, horrible. And the fact that he makes no effort to clean himself up.
Yeah.
You know, he's never once tried to better himself. Fuck Pigpen.
He's too young. It's on the parents.
Yeah,
parents are awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Dyfus, call Amon.
Yeah.
Pigpen's parents.
Pigpen is going to move on. Next matchup is the 3 versus the 14. The 3 seed is, and this is kind of similar to the Deschanel sort of area, Ted Mosby. Another one where it's the lead character of a sitcom where everyone around them is very, very good. He is just kind of an annoying, whiny person. Just as a character. And that's going up against the number 14 seed. We'll do a little mini playing here. Do we want young or old Sheldon?
Oh, I think Young is worse, to be honest.
I agree. I would say Young is worse. And again, the kid roommate comes into effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know. Do we want to do the kid roommate thing again? I think old...
He's a different level of bad from the kid, so if we take the kid...
I'm just more familiar with old Sheldon, but I can imagine what young Sheldon's like.
Yeah,
I've only seen either Sheldon in commercials. I've maybe watched five minutes of Big Bang Theory.
Like, I've watched Big Bang Theory. I could watch it. I'm kind of with Trent on that. I don't think it's as bad as people say.
Let's do Big Sheldon.
I turn young Sheldon off the second it comes on my television. Kid? Comes on after Monday Night Raw a lot of nights. And I have to find the remote and turn it off. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
I feel like for graphic purposes, older Sheldon makes more. I feel like he's just more, I don't know.
Actually, graphic purposes, young people love dunking on young Sheldon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so let's do young Sheldon. Young Sheldon versus Ted Mosby, starting with you, Clemmer.
So, like, Ted Mosby does kind of suck. But, like, for instance, like, Ross from Friends is way worse and way whinier. Like, I don't think Ted, in the scheme of, like, sitcom characters, Ted Mosby isn't that horrible. Where young Sheldon or old Sheldon, any Sheldon is horrific. I went to high school with a kid named Sheldon. I didn't like him either. Young Sheldon stinks. He's annoying. He stinks. And that show looks horrible. Every commercial I've seen, it was horrible.
It's ending.
Thank God. Sure, CBS will put something else.
They're making another
old Sheldon.
Infant Sheldon.
They're making, I think, a show about the parents when they grew up. The parents of young Sheldon.
Are you shit? Is that no? You're
I'm almost positive. I'm almost positive. Oh,
come on.
So I'm gonna keep going back.
Even younger.
No, he's not even born yet. It's just them.
They'll zoom in on like the sperm cell at the end of the series finale.
Sperm Sheldon.
So one for young Sheldon. Tommy?
This is easiest blowout. Definitely young Sheldon. Ted Mosby. I've seen Somehow I Met Your Mother. I get he's annoying, mopey. There's definitely a world where I could be roommates with Ted Mosby, like in New York City, like a single guy. Like, yeah, maybe he's a little bit annoying, but he certainly would be a better roommate than like a 10-year-old little
I feel
boy
like
genius.
Ted Mosby's better than every single name we've heard so far.
Easily.
In this show.
It might be.
Yeah. I think the thing is more like, and this is kind of, again, it goes back to the New Girl thing, where it's just when they are the main character and they suck compared to everybody else, they do look way worse than they actually are.
I mean, Ted's a pussy hound, so me and him could go
makes
out
no
the sound together.
The way he gets the hottest girls out of every sitcom character, maybe ever, and like he is just the most annoying piece of shit in the world.
Anyway. I mean, you just hate Ted Mosby. Like, you have.
I
feel that you really hate him.
I think I hate him as much as anyone else in regular hates. I don't think I hate him.
So, yeah, young Sheldon, easy.
Young Sheldon.
Yeah, I don't hate Ted Mosby that much. He's definitely annoying, but, like, I could be roommates with him. Young Sheldon.
Another for young Sheldon. Rudy?
I cannot stand How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
But, I get that people like it. Ted Mosby is probably pretty tolerable from what I've seen. Young Sheldon is brutal, but I'm going to go with young Sheldon as being the better roommate.
Oh.
Because maybe we get a little bit of a situation where I'm like the Sean William Scott and I can mold this young man and we can become buddies and grown-ups. That's what I'm feeling. I just don't like How I Met Your Mother. I know people like it. That's all cool.
Role models.
Role models. Excuse me. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Movie card revoked.
Oops.
AMC Stunts List passed. Revoked.
I think that show is just so. Just give me young Sheldon.
That show
He's not gonna
is legend. Wait for it. Derry.
Oh, forgot about that.
Lawyered.
Who's
a lot
who
of slogans
that?
On that show?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Barney. Yeah.
Oh, God, that
Barney's
show is
got a lot
so
of catchphrases.
Fucking bad. show is so bad.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 12-year-old. That would be very fun.
Go with the 12-year-old.
But can we get that
can
on a quote card?
Quote
I'm going to go with the 12-year-old.
Well then,
Bill Clinton.
Yes,
be like,
I will take him.
Is there an angle here where Sheldon could make us a lot of money because he's our roommate and he's a genius?
That's
Is there an angle
that.
There?
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
But he's young Sheldon. He doesn't make his parents money. Aren't they pretty poor? He's like average middle class.
Maybe they just don't know how to utilize him.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they don't know how to utilize the brain, the skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a potential there for a get-rich-quick scheme. Maybe if it was years ago and he tells you invest in Bitcoin, that would have paid off big time.
Yeah.
So I'm a, who was the other one we were up against? Ted Mosby. I'd say he's worse because I like this get rich quick thing.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do think it's important. I don't think he's a fortune teller.
But isn't he a genius?
Yeah, he is a genius.
He's a genius. Let's interpret this.
So young Sheldon's going to move on. Next up, we have the 7 versus the 10. The 7 seed is Skylar White. Skylar White is also, that's maybe the most submitted option out of the entire thing. People hate, as far as fictional characters go, Skylar White. It's with intention. I think she's a pretty hateable character throughout the most Breaking Bad. And that's going to the number 10 seed. Just the Hunchback of Notre Dame. The disgusting, decrepit man that lives up in the bowels of the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Which you're bullying the Hunchback with this intro.
Hey, he's a homeless freak. He literally has no home anymore. Homeless little freak. What's he going to do? Going up against Skylar White. So the Hunchback of Notre
Dame. He has a home. He's a squatter.
Well, Notre Dame's gone.
Oh, this guy, he's cute.
What do you mean, Notre Dame's gone?
Isn't he a cartoon?
No, Notre Dame
burned
down.
You had to look up the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
It's still there.
That's crazy.
It burned down. It's like half burned down. You can't live there.
I know who he is when I saw it.
No, but what did you think when you first heard it?
I was thinking an older guy.
It's in his name. Like, he's the Hunchback.
Hunchback or Notre Dame.
Who's the guy that tells the future?
Zoltar or whatever?
Nostradamus?
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus?
So because it's Notre Dame, you thought that was Nostradamus?
I had a little bit of a brain fart.
That's dumb as fuck.
I had a brain fart.
That was really dumb.
That's really stupid.
Don't be so angry. Yeah, I had a brain fart.
I'll help you out, Tommy. Clemmer, your shoes are obnoxiously big.
No, they're awesome. Yeah. These are Seattle Supersonics shoes.
I thought they looked like Green Bay Packers shoes.
Those are Seattle Supercontinents, dude.
Oh.
Sorry, I have big feet, you know?
You know what they say.
Sorry.
I just was helping out my boy, sucks. Tommy. I'm just helping out my boy.
Thank you. So Skylar White versus the Hunchback of Notre Dame, Blutman.
I've a lot of my Breaking Bad knowledge just comes from being in group chats of friends who are fans of the show.
What have you
slandering.
Watched? Have you watched anything?
Sports.
Tennis. Sports. It's a sports freak.
College. I've watched shows.
College football.
But none. I mean, the league came up. Right. Garfield came up.
It's true.
I'm sure I saw Caillou back in the day for a minute. But Skylar, I've heard lots of bad things about, and I'll let you guys all figure this one out, but I'll vote for her as the worst one because I've heard, again, a lot of bad things.
One for Skylar White. Jay.
I got to go with the Hunchback of Notre Dame. I mean, he's ringing bells. he's disgusting to look at. Very dirty. Skylar White, just put a pool in. You'll be good in a couple weeks.
That's a good point, Rudy.
Mm. So Skylar White, the funny thing about Skylar White to me is that people dog on her because she was a little bit annoying because her husband became a drug kingpin murderer.
It's a fact.
Having said that, she still manages to be remarkably annoying and is awful. Hunchback of Notre Dame is a misunderstood figure. He's basically a ward of the state that just needs a helping hand. So Skylar White's far worse. I'm sympathetic towards the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Well, two for Skylar White, one for the Hunchback.
Easy Skylar White for me. Rudy brought up that this is now becoming like a counter narrative. People are saying like everyone's hating on Skylar while her husband did this. Shut up. Skylar White is so fucking annoying. It's Skylar White.
It really is. Yeah.
She's somehow so annoying that she overcomes the advantage of having a brutally evil husband.
Yeah. She also was an accessory. Skylar sucks.
Yeah. She was an accessory.
Like, she laundered money for him. Like, she's a fraud. Stuff, she sucks.
Everything with Ted.
Oh, the Ted.
She fucked Ted.
Yeah.
She fucked Ted.
Fuck Skylar.
Did you fuck Ted?
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I think she would be a way worse wife than a roommate. Like, as a roommate, maybe she cooks and cleans. Like, I don't know if, like, I'm not cooking meth, but, like, she'd be annoying for sure. But I don't.
As opposed to what she did as a wife? I mean, she did that as a wife.
What? Did what as a wife?
Like,
cooked and cleaned.
Yeah, exactly. That's the benefits. But, like, I don't have to worry. Like, she can fuck Ted all she wants if she's just my roommate. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of things that made her a bad wife, I don't think would make her a bad roommate. That being said,
she's never funny.
I feel bad. I mean, I don't need, you know, a roommate can just be plain.
You can just tolerate him.
Yeah.
I've only had one roommate in my life, and he was my best friend, so, like, we'd hang out. So I've never had, like, a roommate of, like, a stranger, so I always wonder what that relationship was like.
Hmm.
In college, I guess, but
oh, yeah, college, for, like, I guess, a year. True. But even then, I kind of knew the guys.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I like having roommates that I'm friends with, but you could theoretically have a bland roommate.
Yeah,
and I guess. Live. But I feel bad for the Hunchback, so I'm going Skylar White is worse.
Another for Skylar White.
Yeah,
I've met Tommy's roommate. Very nice guy. They look like a beautiful gay couple.
Do you really?
I was afraid you were going to say
that. Yeah, well, it's not like we live together in the West Village or anything.
Very nice guy, though.
Skylar.
Skylar's the worst. Yeah, Hunchback is a good man.
Yeah.
And he's homeless, but he's still working. He's still ringing those bells. He's doing the best he can. Like, I respect the hell out of Hunchback. Skylar sucks.
He, like, delivers the hot girl to the hot guy, basically. Oh, like, he's in love with the girl, Esmeralda, right?
Yeah, it's
he's
a like Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
It's a cartoon. Yeah, I've never seen it.
He's, like, in love with her, but then, like, she ditches him for the hot guy in the movie instead. And he's like, yeah, that's great. Quasimodo is. So maybe he's a good wingman. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I imagine he is.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
So Skylar White's going to move on. Number 2 seed versus the 15 seed. 15 seed's another Breaking Bad one. Walt Jr. suggested a lot.
Oh.
People hate Walt Jr. Poor guy is MS. I don't fucking get it.
That's gonna... I guess you have to take care of him.
Yeah. People hate his guts. It's fucking crazy. Versus number 2 seed, Brendan Fraser's character in The Whale. So the 800-pound
I haven't seen it, but I know he's a gross fat.
Yeah, he's a 800-pound sweaty man that you open up the movie on him cranking one out to gay porn. So like that's just the cup of
you know, as soon as I heard the movie opened with him cranking one out, I decided I didn't have to see it.
I that's did fair. The same exact thing. I was like, I don't want to watch the fucking... I don't want to watch
it. I'm all set.
Yeah.
So, Brendan Fraser in The Whale versus Walt Jr. Clemmer.
Never seen The Whale. Walt Jr. is annoying, but I think he means well. I don't know The Whale. I know he's...
800-pound man. That jerks off a lot.
There's got to be a smell going on there.
And he works from home.
So he's always there?
As a teacher.
Oh, I'm going to go with that. That work from homing right alone is a... Yeah, the Brendan Fraser character.
And he orders so much food and throws
them. Working from home, he never goes away. That's got to be annoying as a roommate.
One for Brendan Fraser in The Whale.
Yeah, easily The Whale is worse. Just being a fat, disgusting pig like that and being there all the time, jerking off. It doesn't even matter what type of porn. But, you know, it's gay porn. So I'll go with him.
Robbie?
It's got to be Brendan Fraser, The Whale. He's coming in...
Literally.
Similar to the Kool-Aid man. I imagine they're similar size. And he could probably decimate a wall if he wanted to.
Absolutely. 3 for Brendan Fraser and The Whale. Rudy.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick. What's the kid's from Breaking Bad's name?
Walt Jr.
Well, I'm not going to pick Walt Jr. That's just so mean. And he comes around. He's annoying in the beginning, but he kind of comes around and is like becomes a bit of a man. Brendan Fraser is The Whale, as your roommate, is a... liability, especially if you're not on ground level. You're worrying, like you're running the risk of like moving tectonic plates if he falls through. So it's got to be Brendan Fraser.
Jay,
Walt Jr. is a Gap model, so like that guy's gonna be bringing over loads of women. Brendan Fraser in The
Busting
Whale
loads to men
is almost 1,000 pounds. Eats eggplant parm full subs in 30 seconds. That guy is absolutely not what you want to bring a potential woman back to discover. Yikes. I think Brendan Fraser in The Whale could make a long run. He is disgusting.
Blutman?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Che. I thought maybe the one upside here was The Whale orders so much food that he'll just let you get dinner as well. But then I hear that, and I hear it's eggplant parms that are being ordered. No brainer. He'd be the worst.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
At least he's trying to be healthy with the eggplant.
Yeah, the smell in there would be...
The parm and the bread.
The smell. Vile.
Ooh, the smell would be bad. Real bad. And I don't know how the bathing situation works with that either.
I don't even want to think about it.
He turns off his bedroom light with like some type of like hockey stick.
Yeah, it was
right?
Like one of those like poker things. Yeah.
Gross. Yuck.
Rough.
Everything about it is gross.
Before we get into the playoffs, let's talk about Ibotta. Grocery bills are so expensive these days, but now they don't have to be. Start getting cash back in your grocery shopping with the free Ibotta app and get cash back every time you shop. Ibotta is the free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 a year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip so that you can buy that flight you've been eyeing, you can that game you've been dying to go to, the fancy dinner that you've been craving. doing anything like that. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much, but with Ibotta, you just add your offers to the app, upload the receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash in your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join over the 50 million users today that earn cash back every time they shop with from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying the Ibotta app by even using the code BRACKET when they register. So go to the App Store or go to Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and start earning cash when you use the code BRACKET. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BRACKET. Thank you to Ibotta. All right, playoff time. The Kool-Aid Man versus the Hulk. Two options that we did say were pretty similar to each other.
Oh.
Kool-Aid Man versus the Hulk. Red versus green. Blutman.
I do not want the Kool-Aid Man anywhere in my vicinity.
That's a quote card. That's a quote card.
It's a fair point.
I'm going to have just the best picture of Blutman on a quote card. Just, I do not want the Kool-Aid Man anywhere in my vicinity.
He has a restraining order against him.
Yeah. Jay.
Yeah, I mean, the Hulk is Bruce Banner at least some of the time.
Right.
The Kool-Aid Man is the Kool-Aid Man all of the time and destroys walls every chance. I mean, if this guy's going to the bathroom, your bathroom's toast. So, yeah, Kool-Aid.
I wonder how he does go to the bathroom. Does he piss straight Kool-Aid?
Into himself, or?
No, not into himself. That's disgusting. Yeah, I mean, it's waste. It's still his waste. I
mean, he doesn't intake anything, so what waste could he have?
And how we don't know that.
But yeah, how could he get rid of any of the liquid inside of him?
That's his blood.
He doesn't have a spout.
From the top?
You think that's how he goes to the bathroom?
So he swishes and some falls out?
Maybe all the bile floats to the top.
That's gross.
And then he just tips over. Yeah. The biology of the Kool-Aid Man is fascinating.
Yeah.
Rudy.
The Kool-Aid Man could drive you to psychosis strictly off the fact that he's a one-trick pony. That catchphrase on top of the breaking the walls would drive any man insane after a week. The Hulk does destroy is awful, but at least he has dimension and can speak in sentences and come up with new phrases. For that alone, the Kool-Aid Man is far worse.
3 for the Kool-Aid Man.
It's going to be 4 for the Kool-Aid Man. Everything they said, and also there's something about the Hulk that's kind of cool where you're like, oh, you want to come over to my place? Fucking the Hulk's there. The Kool-Aid Man, that's not a draw at all.
No.
I think that's a draw.
If
no.
Robbie.
I would want to see him.
I don't want to see him once.
I got to check that out.
All right, let's say there's two guys at the bar, and one's like, I live with the Hulk, and one's like, I live with the Kool-Aid Man.
You're going home with the guy with the Hulk.
Actually,
you're going home with that guy.
No, yeah. I'm not. I'm going to the Kool-Aid Man because I don't know if I'm going to go home and it's Bruce Banner, and I'm like, all right, this guy's boring.
That would be a bummer. But you said the Hulk, not Bruce Banner.
Yeah, but we know how that works.
Tell you what, you show up and you're like, ah, it's fucking Bruce Banner.
That pisses him off
enough to turn to the Hulk like that.
That's true.
Yeah, just give him like a titty twister and then bang.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Again, I think we're a little bit downplaying the Hulk here. Because at least like the Kool-Aid Man means well for the most part.
How do you know that?
I don't know if he does. He doesn't mean anything.
But there's not a lot of the material we have on him is not him killing people.
What does he mean?
He provides people refreshments. He smashes in to like help people get if they're thirsty.
Yeah.
He's pushing.
He's trying. It's not very effective.
He's more of a do-gooder than the Hulk.
He's a shill.
What?
The Hulk?
Yeah.
The Hulk fights crime.
The Hulk doesn't fight crime.
He does fight
whatever people tell him. He'll fight whoever. He's an idiot. The Hulk is an idiot.
I don't think he's as dumb as you say.
He's not always an idiot.
Not that dumb.
He is an idiot sometimes.
He's not an idiot.
Sometimes he's an idiot.
He's always fighting Thor. I love Thor.
That happened once.
I'd argue twice. In the grand scheme of things, from what we've seen in Hulk in the MCU, he's done more damage and been on the wrong side almost as
I agree. And I'm basing it maybe more.
He saved the galaxy twice.
In Hulk and Ragnarok, he had spent 5 years just killing aliens on Sakaar.
Well,
right?
He was stuck as the Hulk. In the Avengers, he saved Tony Stark's life.
That's still the Hulk.
In Infinity War, he fucking fights Thanos when nobody else will.
And in Civil War, they take over his mind and he blows up all of Africa.
That's bad. That's not good. That's not good.
But and that's the Hulk.
Yeah, but compared to the Kool-Aid Man.
No, I know. Yeah, sorry.
The Hulk isn't in Civil War.
Which one is it where Scarlet Witch takes over? It is Civil War, isn't it? Scarlet Witch takes over.
Hulk ain't in that movie.
Hulk's in Civil War.
He ain't.
Wait,
he's on Sakaar.
Which one does he take over his mind, Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch takes over the... Oh, and Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron, that's it. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, but she either way, that's all the Hulk. The Hulk can do way more
that's
bad.
That's manipulation if she takes over his
mind. That's mind control.
That's not his fault. That's,
what if she does it while he's at your house?
That's not fair.
What do you mean that's not fair?
That ain't fair.
All right.
I don't know, though. I think the Hulk... Because the Hulk can also, like, threaten you, like... Like he makes a mess and then he says clean it up or otherwise I'm turning into the Hulk and I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
That's not like Bruce Banner.
I don't think he. Yeah, Bruce Banner wouldn't do that.
Bruce Banner could if he really wants his dishes done.
I think you could bully Bruce Banner.
Yeah, Bruce Banner's kind of a pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I would just hope me and Bruce Banner get along really well. Hey, but, all right, I'll go Kool Aid Man, but I don't feel good about it.
Kool Aid Man, Clemmer.
Yeah, Kool Aid Man. It's because like exactly what Chase said, he's Kool Aid Man all the time. That's too much. And that's, like Rudy said, that saying would just be awful.
Hulk smash is also a saying, though.
But all he says is, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's just saying shit. Not everyone's saying free here. That's all I'm pointing out.
Like, you would literally, if someone else, like, at work said, oh, yeah, you would have, like, PTSD.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, fuck, something's going to break. It would, like, it would really play a toll in your mind.
I think I did a lot of damage there, for sure. Kane versus the Jared Leto Joker.
Oh, this should be a...
Oh, this is Jared Leto Joker for me. I mean, he's a murderer. I mean, I also don't really... I'm not that familiar with Kane, I will say.
Kane did try to murder his whole family, and that's how he got burned up in the first place. He set fire to his house with the Undertaker in it.
Is Kane Chris Benoit?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. This isn't a real life...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was... what do they call it? Life imitates art?
Yeah, there you go. Everyone has an origin story. Yeah.
Tommy.
Joker. Easy.
Two for Joker.
Easy Joker.
Easy win for Joker. Rudy?
It's a Joker.
Jared Leto's gonna make a run here, Che.
I guess Joker. Killing's worse than tombstoning.
Yeah, that's true. Blumen?
Yeah, sure, the Joker.
The Joker versus the Kool-Aid Man. Matchup, Eddie, it's been debated for
tale
centuries.
As old as time.
I need that in a comic book.
Yeah. So the Joker versus Kool-Aid Man. Blumen, which one do you think would be worse roommate?
Imagine trying to order dinner and asking the Kool-Aid Man what he wants to eat. And he could only say two words. And he could be so unhappy when the food arrives. That takes a toll on you, too.
But you wouldn't know he's unhappy because he would just be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You could feel that something could be off.
Yeah, the tone
night.
Of the
oh, yeah. And you don't...
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
And you can't even imagine what's going to happen that night. What if he gets a stomach ache?
I don't know if he has a stomach.
What if he gets the runs?
Yeah,
that'd be bad.
It's a nightmare waiting to happen. The Kool-Aid Man is so bad.
He does raise a good point, though. Like, communication, like, hey, Kool-Aid Man, did you Venmo me the rent money? Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
You're fucked? Like,
yeah. Does the Kool-Aid Man really say nothing else?
I've never heard him say anything else.
I think he's like a group.
He doesn't say anything else.
What if he is like Groot, where if you talk to him enough, even though he's saying the same thing, you kind of understand him?
It's good. I think that's a possibility, right?
Yeah, maybe he can write.
Oh, true.
I don't wish to know him long enough to get to that point.
I agree with you on that one.
You don't want him anywhere near your facility or in your vicinity. So one for the Kool-Aid Man, Che.
Kool-Aid Man by a mile. At least with the Joker, your walls will still be intact. Mm-hmm. Like, Kool-Aid Man, everything's coming down.
I'm not sure your organs are intact with the Joker.
I mean, your organs basically might as well all not work if you're living with the Kool-Aid Man, because your life is over.
It's funny to me to imagine that, like, the Joker is chill with you. Like, he's wreaking havoc on Gotham, but he gets home and he's like, you're fine.
He's like, you fucking read this blog? It's funny shit.
Yeah.
He's like, I just watched Tommy's thoughts on the way home from a massacre. Oh, that's funny.
He's right about that sell-by date.
Rudy.
Yeah, it's tricky because I think the Kool-Aid Man's far worse. But I do the hard part about the Joker is I feel like one day he'd be cool with you, and then the next morning you wake up and you're being like you're suspended from the ceiling, being slowly lowered onto a bed of nails. Mm. Like the propensity for hijinks and torture is so much higher. But then you have to deal with the incessant torture of just a guy saying, "Oh yeah," and breaking through your walls. So this is tricky.
Yeah.
It's the Kool-Aid Man's worse. I don't know why. It just he is, man. It would be so grating.
Mm-hmm.
That endless, oh yeah.
That one was a little like seductive. Yeah, just hit there.
That was hot.
Well, I was sort of thinking about, do you think that the Kool-Aid Man changes his pitch? Like you could start fucking with him and be like, "Oh, Kool-Aid Man, are you a big fan of genocide?" And he's like, "Oh yeah."
Yeah, yeah, I think he could do that. Yeah.
I don't think he can.
I think he can frown. I want to say I've seen him frown.
Whoa.
When would you have seen the Kool-Aid?
I feel like his...
What the hell did you do to the Kool-Aid?
It wasn't me. It was on television, you know? And I feel like I've seen the Kool-Aid Man's mouth like change proportions.
I'm not finding anything on that.
No?
No.
Did I just imagine that?
I kind of picture him like just art. One cadence, like the true, most true form of a one-trick pony.
Yeah, some guy just drew this. They're all the ones of him. That's you think that's just official art of as MS Paint?
This made me happy.
Yeah,
Tommy, if you're afraid of Ant-Man catching you jerking off, think about being roommates with the Kool-Aid Man.
The Kool-Aid Man can't sneak up on me and watch me jerk off.
He just busts through your door.
He does do that. That is his thing.
Yeah. That's like one of the two things he does.
Yeah. I forgot about the other thing.
Yeah. So another one for the Kool-Aid Man, Robbie.
This one for me is like easy for the Joker. Because the Joker, like, may murder you, he may torture you, there's so many variables with the Joker. The Kool-Aid Man, we know what to expect, we know, I guess he could mean well, and also with the constant, oh yes, I'm one of those people, I'm a little neurotic, we're like, are you mad at me, people? The Joker, you never know the right answer to that, like, is my roommate fucking pissed at me? At least with the Kool-Aid Man, you're like, he's always in a good mood.
Plus, Batman knows where you live, in a bad way.
That's yeah, right. I was also worried about, like, as an accomplice. Like, imagine being like, I lived with this guy. Like,
the Joker comes back with blood all over. I knew it was bad news. You just got to stay quiet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because you don't want the Joker fucking flipping out at you.
Yeah. Joker.
I do like that in a movie where imagine if, like, Batman shows up to your apartment and beats the brakes off you, and you're just like, dude, I'm just his roommate. I'm just trying to save money on rent.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I work in fintech.
Yeah. you're an accomplice. And you're like, ah, dude, I was watching Netflix. I don't even know what that guy does.
Forex trader.
List. Who's logging?
Yeah. Shit. Tommy?
Yeah, I like Robbie's points. I'm going with the Joker is worse. The Kool-Aid Man, while annoying, he means well. The other one is a serial killer who could get you killed or in prison. So I'm going with the Joker. And he's aloof. We're forgetting that it's not just the Joker. It's the Jared Leto Joker.
Yes.
Right.
So he's also a fucking loser.
Like hanging around your apartment are just live grenades at all times. Yeah. Fucking bazookas. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that.
He would definitely put beads over every doorway, too.
He's got a posse of weirdos, too.
Yeah, who signs up
for that? A coterie of supervillains.
Meek Phils.
Oh, my God. He should be on here.
Yeah. Meek Phil Reese should be on here. Holy shit.
I wouldn't mind Harley Quinn being around. If I'm being honest,
I think you would.
I've always had a soft spot.
It's Margot Robbie's.
I've always had a soft spot for Harley Quinn.
Me too. Because she's hot.
She would definitely try to seduce you at some point too, as a test. And if you fell for it, then the Joker would kill you.
Yep.
So it'd be very tough.
It's curtains for Junda.
So it's 3-2 in favor of the Kool-Aid Man, Clemmer.
Yeah, it's look. Is it annoying having the Kool-Aid Man smash through the wall? Yes, but it's a controlled chaos. It's a controllable thing. He only does two things.
You can set your clock to it.
Yeah, you know what he's going to do. Maybe you build, like, breakaway walls. You can at least kind of figure it out. The Joker is an agent of chaos to the point of you don't know what he's going to do. That's the whole point of the Joker. It's always the unexpected. I can't live like that. I would rather have the Kool-Aid Man as a roommate than the Joker.
We're 3-3.
Yeah, The Joker would turn you into a human slinky somehow.
Yeah.
He would stretch you out
like Laffy Taffy.
Yeah. It'd be bad.
So we're tied up Joker and Kool-Aid Man. I'll tiebreak in favor of the Joker because I do think just genuinely that would be significantly worse in every way to be around. Before we get to the other side, let's hear from ZocDoc. And we are talking.
I literally just used ZocDoc before we were recording. I booked a dermatologist and a dentist appointment.
I love when we get these sponsors when it's ones that I used years before we ever got them as a sponsor. I use ZocDoc forever, and they're so, so handy. We all know that there are things in life you're trying to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. ZocDoc is the free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors and near you, and you can instantly book your appointments with them online. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting and awkwardly being on hold with receptionists. And all these docs, I have their verified reviews from actual real patients. But I do. I review all of them. Every time I do go on ZocDoc and like I'm looking for a new doctor for something, I look at all their reviews, check the wait times, check how good the good or bad the doctor was, see which doctor they
got
used.
Got everything.
Dude, it's amazing.
It's really helpful, too, if you move to a new place. Like, when I moved back to New York, I had to find new doctors. It was awesome. Like, ZocDoc is a super helpful resource.
It's one of those things where it's like, how did that not exist a long time ago?
One-stop shop.
Exactly. And you filter your, especially for the ones that take your insurance that are located near you, treat basically every condition you're searching for. Typical wait time for, say, a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. I use them all the time, well before ever getting an ad with them. Again, you put in your insurance card. They tell you everything that's in network. Everything near you, so easy, so fast. Love them. Go to ZocDoc.com/lights and download the ZocDoc app for free. And then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/lights. ZocDoc.com/lights. Thanks to ZocDoc. Young Sheldon versus Pigpen. Battle of the children. Of the wretched children. On the other side of the bracket. Let's start with you, Clemmer.
I'd rather be around an annoying person than a dirty one, or live with an annoying person than a dirty one. So I'm going to choose the worst roommate is Pigpen.
The worst roommate is Pigpen, Tommy.
Yeah, young Sheldon can be beneficial in a way. Maybe, you know, you have some intellectual conversations with him. Pigpen just stinks. And literally. I don't want to, and like, he can't help it. Like, you know, it's going to smell the whole apartment all the time. So I'll go Pigpen.
Two for Pigpen.
I like Pigpen a lot more than I like young Sheldon.
I agree with that.
As a person, but I can't live in that filth, so it'll have to be Pigpen.
Although, yeah, you did live with Trent, who was very filthy.
He was just a crumb guy. Crumbs were the only thing.
He is a crummy guy.
Yeah.
But
he's like Sonic. He's like Sonic the Hedgehog, except instead of coins, it's pieces of Ritz crackers.
Yes.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. It was a lot of that.
I don't like that attitude. Like, I'm just a crumb guy. Like, I can't.
You don't like his attitude. Go tell him that.
Right? I will.
I would be like, dude, you gotta clean my shit up.
I'm gonna text Trent right in here. Tell him.
I don't like it. I don't like his attitude about crumbs. I don't. I'll tell him right to his face.
He'll probably not like that I outed him as a crumb guy. I think I've outed him.
Because it's like,
I feel like I've heard that from you before.
You got to be willing to change to be better yourself. And when you're just like, oh, I'm just a crumb guy.
Yeah, it's not Trent.
It's not Trent. Rudy?
I like to microdose mushrooms, and I can't have a 2D character in my apartment.
That's fair.
So it's Pigpen.
That's a great point. Che?
Yeah, I think Robbie hit it on the head. Both kids, so like that's not a determining factor in this. You got to go with the dirty one, so Pigpen.
Pigpen, Blutman?
Yeah, Pigpen. Imagine all the bugs he'd be bringing to the place and all the other stuff that comes with dirt. I don't want that.
Imagine if Pigpen was your roommate during COVID.
Oh, gross.
Imagine any of these, except for like Zooey Deschanel and maybe Ted Mosby as your roommate.
Oh, I just meant like the actual, he will give you it because he's so dirty and nasty.
He's patient zero, yeah.
He's picking up everything in his mind.
But he also might have a crazy immune system because he's around dirt.
That's a good point. I don't really think about that. Yeah,
that's true.
He might have the best immune system in the world.
Yeah.
So on the other side, Brendan Fraser's big fat ass in The Whale versus Skyler White. Blutman.
Oof.
Yeah, everything that we said about The Whale still holds true, even though that was like 20 minutes ago. Yeah, that guy sounds like one of the worst people that, I don't know, one of the worst people on the planet. Yeah.
One of the worst people on the planet to be on as your roommate. Jay.
Yeah, that guy sounds awful.
Yeah, I mean, Skyler White is annoying, but The Whale is disgusting. So, yeah, definitely The Whale. The Whale's like the bizarro Clemmer. Just a giant, giant fat-ass slob who can barely move, corrects English papers.
Hates baseball.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
If you put him and Clemmer in the same room, it would, like, split a singularity.
Never
like,
been divorced, though, The Whale.
Yeah, true.
His husband just died, right, or something?
He's the anti-Chris.
You guys look like the number 10.
Trent's gone. Never mind.
Next to each other.
Off to make more crumbs, I'm sure.
Yeah. Rudy?
Skyler's remarkably annoying. But the logistical aspect of the whale is too much to overcome. I mean, you would have to get like a civil engineer to make sure your apartment was reinforced with steel. So no, the whale's far worse.
The whale? Robbie?
Imagine being a human being, just a normal human being that gets big enough to be called the whale.
The whale, that's fair.
The whale.
The whale?
Yeah, the whale. A lot of the stuff I said earlier about Skylar applies here. I don't know if she'd be the worst roommate in the world. This fatties like that are just so depressing. They are. They're just bad vibes.
You sound like Karl Lagerfeld right now, the fashion designer.
Yeah.
He had a famous quote where he said that I cannot be around ugly people, they depress me.
Clever.
Yeah, it's the whale. I'd like to go back for a second. Imagine seeing a picture of Zooey Deschanel and be like, I do not want this person to be my roommate.
I mean,
that's a crazy take.
Let's even, like, I don't think you should want to fuck your roommate.
Yeah.
It's not about, it's just like, we're talking about the whale, how gross it is.
I think it'd be like, I want to be able to control myself.
That's why he advanced.
I know. I
suggested a Rogue for that very reason. Rogue from the X-Men, because she's hot, but literally, if she touches you, you're dead.
Who picked Zooey Deschanel? Was that you?
Look at the, you. Go to the replies.
But who is it? Who you're attributing that selection to?
I put that in.
I think it would be Tommy's.
You?
I think she's annoying, and I couldn't be she's a temptation. She's a temptress.
I understand that part. That's a fair. That's a fairer point.
So the whale versus Pigpen animal matchup.
Ooh.
To go into the finals, Clemmer.
I gotta go with Pigpen. The whale is gross for sure, but Pigpen is gross. Also, child.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Yeah. Tommy.
Well, you know, the downside for Pigpen is that he is a child and a cartoon.
Really? I'm taking the car. I'm imagining him being a real life. Well, you know what I mean? Like, he's in our world.
I think he's still a cartoon.
I think he's a cartoon, but like the cartoon from the Peanuts movie they made recently where it's like kind of 2D, but kind of 3D.
Mm.
Like, he could turn, and he's not a piece of paper.
Mm.
I'm still going with Pigpen.
I think the whale is going to smell, too.
You think?
Yeah. No shit, Tom.
Right. Well, I'm saying, like, that's the main knock on Pigpen.
Well, also dirty.
Dirty, yeah.
The whale is filthy.
Although at least the Pigpen
goes
to school.
I'm sure the whale is filthy.
Whale's always there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whale works from home.
Yeah.
Does not leave.
Ugh.
He literally, like,
hard.
The whole movie.
It would be really hard to explain the why I'm living with a 7-year-old cartoon child on a date.
I think it's
that being
just
said, I think the whale is
not.
Still worse.
With why Tommy would be living with an old whale. English teacher that weighs 600
with
pounds?
An 800-pound gay English teacher that lives with Tommy.
That is easier to explain than a 7-year-old child.
I don't know. It's my cousin or something.
Yeah. He's a Big Brother program guy.
Yeah.
No, Big Brother, you don't have the kids live with you.
Tommy does.
I'm sure he does.
I think I'm going with the whale. I'm more physically revolted by the idea of living with the whale than I am by the idea of living with Pigpen.
Yeah. I'm going with the whale as well. At least Pigpen is a fucking kid, and maybe you could be like, hey, dude, why don't you clean yourself up? Why don't you put on some deodorant? The whale has got himself to this point. Yes.
Yeah.
The whale is a full-grown adult. He knows the choices he's making. And also, we're living in New York City, Jersey City. Apartments are small. Apartments are expensive. He's taking up a whole fucking room sitting there.
Yeah.
At least Pigpen's small.
If your AC unit breaks out one day.
Ugh.
Whew.
Gross.
Rudy.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but the whale is worse than Pigpen.
This is
and
nuts.
I hate Pigpen. Pigpen, I'll just have to pray that Child Protective Services shows up and he just gets taken away.
Puts you in jail so you have a roommate there instead.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a cellmate than Pigpen.
Than a roommate in Pigpen.
Yeah.
Jay.
Did you guys see the movie The Whale? This
no.
guy's like letting in and like befriending Jehovah's Witnesses. Talk about an awful roommate. This guy just has people just coming in and just like you come home, you'd be sitting there talking to like a Jehovah's Witness. Hard pass The Whale. Now that the Kool-Aid Man is out, it's going to be hard to beat The Whale.
Yeah, at least Pigpen's bringing in like Snoopy.
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
Yeah. Just bringing
Snoopy's cool with Charlie Brown.
He does that little dance, like Pigpen could do the little like
yeah,
little cartoon dance.
I don't like Charlie Brown.
I played Charlie Brown in a play in elementary school, so I can't shit talk.
You were Charlie?
He was.
Yeah, Charlie Brown's Valentine's
That's
Day.
Pretty big.
You got that speech almost word for word. I remember I put it side by side during that episode.
Yeah.
And it was pretty impressive. He did a whole speech from memory.
You gotta get an IMDb page for that.
Yeah.
school play?
I know it's on tape. Like, my dad has it on VHS tape, but I can't find it.
That'd be great content.
I'll say, which, as far as Charlie's, as far as Pigpen's Friends goes, getting, like, more children into your apartment maybe isn't necessarily...
That's a good point.
Not great.
Just the Snoopy thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Jay, you're going with...
The Whale.
The Whale, Bluttman.
Yeah, I thought of something I was going to say, and I forgot what I was going to say.
Was it about how...
However, the bathroom situation with the Whale.
Bad.
All-time nightmare. All-time nightmare. I remember what I was going to say. It's probably a good thing that the final wasn't going to be the Whale and Kool-Aid Man, because we might have been debating that for 5 hours. Mm. And I don't know if you guys have that time.
Mm.
I do, but...
Yeah, I mean, I do.
I could have stayed here.
I would rather not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Whale... is going into the finals versus the Joker. Last advertiser of the day. Good chop. They sent me a box. Good chop. Everyone wants to start their year off right on the right foot, and for me, that means making sure that I'm eating well and having enough energy to do everything I want to do. But I'm not going to run to the butcher every single day to get a fresh cut of quality meat. That's just not going to happen this time of year. You know, it's winter. It kind of sucks. It's cold. It's nasty. That's why Good Chop is a lifesaver for me. They offer fully customizable boxes of high-quality meat, seafood delivered directly to your door and on a schedule. The products are vacuum-sealed and frozen at peak freshness so that you can stock your freezer and cook them when you want. Choose from over 70 high-quality cuts, 100% grass-fed ribeyes, USDA prime filet mignon, free-range and organic chicken breast, pork tenderloin, and thick-cut bacon, just to name a few. Just cooked the thick-cut bacon yesterday. It was awesome. So much. So good.
Sounds good.
They offer sustainable and wild-caught seafood, salmon, Pacific cod, scallops, shrimp, and more. I got ground beef, steak, bacon, and I think I got chicken breast as well. All been amazing. Really, really, really good. Good Chop especially prides themselves in sourcing their meat that comes with no antibiotics and no hormones ever, or no artificial ingredients, only the good stuff. So go to goodchop.com/bracket120 and use code bracket120 to get $120 off across your first four boxes. That's code at bracket120 at goodchop.com/bracket120 to get $120 off. goodchop.com/bracket120, code bracket120. Great deal. It's an awesome deal, and they were really, really good. All right, finals, Joker versus the whale. Interesting. Another matchup that we all saw coming.
Yeah.
Of cinematic, just heavyweights, literally one. But let's do it. Joker versus the Whale, Bluttman.
The age-old debate of what's worse, being a murderer or being fat.
The Whale is vile. He's grotesque. Hideous. Disgusting. Slob. No, thank you.
One for the Whale. Jay.
So, admittedly, I haven't lived with like a roommate that's like not my wife, or like a same-sex roommate for over a decade, but I do remember the most liberating parts about having a roommate is when your roommate is away.
Yes.
And your roommate is gone and you can, you know, go beat your dick up, or you can go do something, you listen to the music you like, you can do anything.
What?
You can do that when your roommate's home.
Just yeah, the way.
No. You can't beat your dick off your roommate.
You can't beat it up.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You can masturbate. You cannot beat that
no
up.
No way. You can beat your dick up.
Yeah,
you cannot speed bag it when your roommate's there.
Yeah. So
I picture Jay getting up when his roommate leaves and being like, "Well, time to go beat my dick up.
beat my shit up."
Pretty much. Yeah. So just thinking about like getting home excited, like I left work early, maybe my roommate's not there today, and then you got the fucking Whale nutting the gay porn right on the fucking recliner he's always on. That's a hard pass for me. He's gonna be the worst roommate possible. The whale.
Rudy.
Jay arrived at the same point I had, albeit from a very different route. My thought was that my biggest advantage for the Joker is that he doesn't work at home. Yes, he is a psychopathic murdering clown, and on top of that is Jared Leto.
But
he
does go to jail, Rudy. Like, he does spend time in jail. That's the point.
That's also away from you, which is good.
That's a plus.
That's very good.
Yeah,
I bet he throws.
I bet as much as we want to shit talk the Jared Leto Joker, I bet he throws a cool party.
Yeah.
Well, dude, in Suicide Squad, we saw that he owns a nightclub.
Right, a cooler party than like Heath Ledger.
Getting into his
Lamborghini, right?
He's like a promoter in the beginning of Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
In a club that Tommy would not get into.
Well, no way. Yeah, I would if I was fucking roommates with him.
Yeah. That's true.
No, he would brick you. But for that reason alone, the fact that the Joker is at least out and is contributing, not contributing, he's busy. He's leaving the apartment.
He ain't contributing to society. Yeah. He's taking away from society.
Yeah, he's just not in the apartment. That's the biggest thing alone, so I'm going to go with the whale being the worst.
The whale.
I can't believe it, but these guys turned me. They swayed me. I was going to go with the Joker, but they've convinced me being fat's worse.
It's that's not the core argument. It's the, I think the problem is the fact that he's there.
Yeah, it's
I mean, the fatness is a big part of it.
It's a part.
And Arkham, like, that's a huge part. Yes. I didn't even consider that. Like,
does he pay rent when he's in Arkham?
Yeah, I assume
if he wants to go back to the apartment, he would.
We have a lot of non-Sopranos fans, but like, if the head of the family is in the hospital,
the other guy's pitching.
His guy's underlings pitching, make sure the family's okay. Yeah,
maybe Harley Quinn is giving you some cash on the side.
Yeah, pays rent. She'll be testing you that whole time too. Margot Robbie will be coming over, just like, I want to pick up a few things.
Yeah,
I miss that so is much. So they're like boyfriend girlfriend. Kinda,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so that but
I miss
so
Mr. Joke. Was it Mr. J?
Yeah,
that could fuck me.
She calls him Pudding.
Because I'd give in immediately.
Yeah, and then he would kill you.
They break up. They break up though.
Constantly.
Yeah, but I still don't think he'd be cool with you fucking.
No, you would get murdered.
No.
I would be going to the Batcave lickety split if I ever did that.
My roommate's a real bad egg, Mr. Batman.
You're never gonna believe this.
Yeah, immediately turning him in.
I'd be like, lock the door, put me in witness protection.
That's a point for the Joker. Ken fuck his girlfriend if you really try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're willing to risk it.
That's almost a point against, I think.
Why?
Because it's the risk isn't worth the reward.
I kind of agree.
You do what Rudy just said. You get Batman on the Joker. You turn the Joker in Arkham. Harley Quinn's all
but Joker breaks out all the time.
All the time.
Yeah,
you can't count it. It's a short term thing. He's in Arkham.
Yeah, he gets Arkham for like a couple months at a time max.
Yeah, but that's still a couple months.
Batman's never going to kill.
That's a plus. But the Harley Quinn.
You could just be roommates with the Joker and just constantly narc on him.
Yeah,
but he never. Batman, he's over. he's over right now, and like he's just like, how do they keep fucking getting me?
Literally, like right. He's like, all right, see you, Tommy. I'm going out. Like, where are you going? The Met Gala, and you're like, okay.
Conversely, if you really were going 500 IQ, you could do double, and you could tell him where Batman is.
Yeah,
once you start working with Batman,
double agent.
Yeah,
he gives you.
I guess if you know where Batman is.
Yeah.
Also, you assuredly would. None of us would fuck that up, and then get crushed by both of them.
You know what? That's fun. You know what's not fun? Watching some fat 800-pound pig stuff his fucking face with cold cuts and whatever else he eats.
It was a lot of Italian food, to be honest, in the movie. It was a lot of pizza.
But he'd be eating all of it himself, so it's not like even
a lot of pizza, a lot of meatball subs, if I remember correctly, and a lot of eggplant parm. That was the big three
that
the whale's into.
Yeah, I'm going to say the whale is worse.
The whale is worse.
Yeah, it's the whale. Joker's gone sometimes. The idea that you, no matter what, good day, bad day, average day, you're coming home and that guy's on the couch.
And he's just there.
Yeah.
Jerking off
always
the gay
there.
Porn.
Jerking off the gay porn, eating Italian food.
Eating Italian food. And he has like a drawer full of candy bars, right?
Ugh.
What was it?
Yep.
Cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really nasty. So the winner of the bracket episode 114 is... the fucking whale. Just like we all thought, the worst roommate any fictional roommate anyone could have is the whale. Brendan Fraser, shout out, won an Oscar for it. The worst, one of the worst roommates you could possibly have. I think we did good.
I don't remember how it went the last time we did it, but we might be due soon for another like bracket of bracket winners.
Yeah, I think we might be getting there. We did the Che in bracket, right? Or Che moments bracket at 50.
Yeah.
And then I think we did bracket of bracket winners for 75 maybe.
No, I think it was longer ago. I almost thought it was like 60.
I've never done one too.
Yeah, we're about to do one. The bracket of bracket winners was fun last time though. We're about to do that soon. But thank you guys for joining in. Thank you, Glutton, first time joining in. And we'll see you guys next week with a new topic.